It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
This next episode is totally inspired by my wife. And it's not because she's so terrifying that I have to put her on the podcast or anything, but it's because just this past year, for whatever reason, this part of her brain has just kind of grown, so to speak, into liking plants. In particular, house plants. Like, every freaking windowsill in my house is covered in plants. The cats are knocking them over. There's dust all over them. I'm not really a big fan. And she seems to put a lot of work into these plants. They don't thrive on neglect, so to speak, like the husbands do. You have to water these things and look after them. So, I don't know. It got me thinking. Am I the only one who's absolutely terrified by all these plants that are surrounding me? And then kind of turned a wheel or two, and all of a sudden I realized, wow, there's probably some really creepy, weird animals out there. But no one's ever really talked about scary plants. I don't really think of plants as scary. Maybe thorns on a rose or something. Like, they hurt, but why on earth would anything be terrifying in the plant world? Well, I got 10 of them here for you guys, and I think you're going to really like them. Number 10, the cascata, or the strangletear. Often appearing overgrown and tangled, strangletear isn't harmful to human beings, but it is certainly scary to read about. Occupying a ghost-like role in the plant life, the strangletear will leech the life out of its host plants, detaching itself from its roots in order to survive slowly on the hard work of other vegetations. Strangletear thrives in hot climates, and there are only 4 species native to Northern Europe. Number 9, the Utricularia, or bladderwort. Everyone has heard of Venus flytraps, but did you know about bladderwort? Bladderwort flowers, like Venus flytraps, feed on whatever prey they can catch in their snapdragon-esque maws. You don't see bladderwort on land, though. Bladderwort lives in fresh water, so next time you go wild swimming, remember the carnivorous bladderwort. The Deering Woods, or Screaming Wood. Deering Woods sits next to Pluckley, England's most haunted village in Kent. Deering and Pluckley purportedly house between 12 and 16 ghostly residents between them. That's a lot. Alongside 1,069 unfortunate living people who reside there as well. However, the trees themselves don't seem to have any bearing on how this woods came to be a hotspot for the supernatural. If anything, what's really scary is how its ghoulish reputation has led to its destruction. Campers looking for a thrill descend on the Screaming Wood with hopes of meeting a famous ghost, leaving a trail of litter in their wake. Luckily, Village has spent $6,000 on litter clearing, and a further $41,000 has been sunk into trying to protect the Deering Woods from future ghost hunters, because, you know, we're just such a messy sort. So if you go down to the woods today, you better go in with an eco-friendly attitude, or the ghosts and residents will both be grateful over this woods. Number 7, Armillaria solidiferous, or humongous fungus. I love saying that. Humongous fungus. That's going to be stuck in my head all day. The colliculi, named humongous fungus, spreads itself in the American underground of Malheur National Forest. Whoa, wait. What do you mean underground? A mushroom that transcends millennia, the humongous fungus is considered to be somewhere between 19,000 and 8,250 years old and covers an area of 3.7 square miles? It's the longest. What? If you ever get to see these Oregon woodlands, try not to think too much about the expanse of mushroom growing secretly beneath you. That's really cool. I don't know if I'm scared by it, though. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, these are scary. Acte pachytota, oh God, white baneberry, or doll's eyes. Okay, like I'm looking at a picture of this right now. You've got this. Okay, pause the podcast. Look up doll's eyes berries. These creepy berries are aptly named, looking like eyeballs on flesh red stems. Oh God, these berries will watch you unceremoniously as you walk through the hardwood forests of North America. As if they weren't unsettling enough, these plants are highly toxic as well, causing cardiac arrest and death upon their ingestion. Okay, this is the best one so far. Creepy doll eyes. Oh, God. Gingivitis, anybody? The bleeding tooth fungus. Mushrooms are already rather odd-looking plants to begin with, known for having multiple poisonous variants, and some that might even make you have a really fun Friday when you're younger. But mushrooms can be somewhat charming in the context of being described as fairy houses. Aw, how cute. Oh, boy. But the Hydenolum peckley, By contrast, isn't going to be considered a suitable home for any fairy. Like its nickname implies, this fungi produces a gross, jammy substance from its pores, and it literally looks like a bleeding tooth coming out of the ground. Oh, God. Here's one that I used to really enjoy, Nicotinia tobacum, or tobacco. All sorts of tobacco plants are incredibly poisonous, especially its leaves. Even though it's so poisonous, tobacco continues to be used worldwide and is estimated to cause more than 5 million deaths a year. Tobacco might not be visually scary, but it is a deadly thing. This plant kills everyone, unfortunately. Okay. Time to get to the good stuff. The Amorphallus titanium, or the bloody corpse flower. Corpse flower is infamous. It's known for having the largest flower on earth, but also for emitting the most foul aroma of rotting flesh. Ugh. The corpse flower can reach a whopping 3 centimeters in height. The flower's odd aroma is an evolutionary effect, which grew to attract carnivorous insects in order to achieve pollination. Even weirder, the corpse flower can warm itself up to further resemble dead flesh when attracting flies and dung beetles. Good God. Gross. Okay. Number 2, Mammillaria elongata cristata, or brain cactus. Okay, this is another one you need to Google. Just as the name implies, the brain cactus looks freakishly similar to a freaking human brain, man. It looks like the brain, totally does. Brain cacti aren't actually dangerous to humans, though, aside from the prickly spikes that could hurt you, so you could keep them as indoor office plants if you really wanted, but you should first consider the history of how the brain cacti developed. Brain cacti are a type of cristata cacti that form into these brain-esque shapes if they are injured at a young age. Unable to grow past the painful experiences of their youth, the brain cacti grow into a twisted and convoluted shape. I can't get away from trauma. Like, all I ever do is talk about trauma in my job as a foster parent. Now it happens to cactuses and they look like brains because of it. And the number one creepy, deaky plant is probably not something you'd expect. So I'm going to paint a visual for you. You're walking on the beach. Everything is fun. The sun is out. The seagulls are chirping. The beautiful weather is a little bit windy, but not so windy that, you know, it's blown sand. It's just windy enough to blow your hair in the wind or whatever. And then you look at the ocean and it's a bright red, dead ocean full of blood. Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. This old saying was a way for shepherds to predict the next day's weather. The red tide, however, is always an omen of ill portent, irrelevant of what time of day it does decide to strike. Red tide is toxic algae rising from the seafloor, which can occur after a particularly bad storm out the sea. The red tide isn't especially pleasing to look at, being somewhat reminiscent of the shower scene in Psycho. But what's more horrifying is the destruction that reveals itself 2 weeks following. Fish and marine life will begin to wash up dead on shores and beaches, having been killed by the toxic algae in the water. These are the top 10 scariest plants, folks. Insect pollinated plants are good greenery for hay fever and asthma sufferers. But your employees would probably not be too happy if they had to share their workspace with a magnificent corpse flower. When looking to choose the perfect indoor office plants, consider getting in contact with a very reputable source, such as a florist. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this kind of interesting episode. I really hope it grew on you. Maybe next year I'll invest in one of those sound effects boards. That'd be pretty cool. Anyway, guys, don't go away. Drop some roots and drop Wise Moral for the next episode on 31 Days of Halloween.